This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. On a hot summer morning, I was hand-watering plants in containers, like, you know, old nursery containers, rusty cans, clay pots. I put plants in those old containers like columbine or chiltepin or milkweeds, sort of a personal collection of cool plants, plants I thought were cool when I put them in. A couple months into a hot summer, I wonder what I was thinking. But on this morning, as I watered and quietly whined, Ms. Mosquito calls from the garden, her magnificent vegetable garden. She says, "Hey, there are bees sleeping in the squash blossoms." Whoa! So I gladly go look, and in the squash blossoms that are closing, there were bees pointing downward, abdomens up, and they were snoozing. I could tell they weren't honeybees, but snoozing bees in squash blossoms. So I pulled a couple books off the shelf, not the internet, no, books. And I learned that the snoozing bees were squash bees. And not only were they squash bees, but probably the ones snoozing were male squash bees. The females, they'd already flown off with their stash of pollen. You know, so squash bees around you and me are the closely related genera, two genera, Pepinapis and Xenoglossa. Pepinapis is from a couple Greek words put together meaning pumpkin bee. Xenoglossa means strange tongue. Cool. He spoke in a strange tongue. Anyway, they're solitary bees. They nest in the ground. They have burrows. Sometimes squash bees, there are many, many, many squash bees all together in many burrows, right? So in an area, so it'll be an aggregation of squash bees. They gather pollen, they eat pollen, but they also leave stashes of pollen. Well, the female does this, leaves stashes of pollen in underground cells where eggs are laid. Oh, I forgot to tell you, they are out searching for squash blossoms, cucurb blossoms. Squash are in the Cucurbitaceae, the cucurb family, a gourd family. Anyway, they're out hunting for blossoms pre-dawn. No wonder some of them are sleeping in the flowers later in the morning, right? But listen, they are into these gourd flowers, these cucurb flowers, and not just in their gardens, right, but squash out in the wild. Wild gourds, too. It's a big duh, right? Hey, Petey, no kidding. Is that right? Anyways, squash gourds, these plants have been around thousands and thousands of years. Domesticated squash gourds, several thousand years. Let's say 10,000 years for the domesticated. Squash bees, I don't know if it's the same genera and species, but they're around then, too, right? And they don't care, wild or domesticated. Give me some of that good old cucurb pollen. Hey, we've been doing this a long time, and we're professionals. So squash bees are working on cucurbs all around you and me. A favorite of mine, a wild cucurb, is Cucurbita fetidissima, buffalo gourd. Long, long, viney stems with triangular leaves, and they sprout from this tuberous root. They crawl across the ground 50, 60 feet, sometimes longer. Big yellow flowers on those stems, and the species name, fetidissima, means really bad smelling. Somewhere I read it says evil smelling. That's evil smelling. Anyway, bad smelling, really bad. Fetidissima, the stems, the leaves, the flowers, the fruit, the buffalo gourd, smell pretty bad. What's cool is the same species of squash bee working in our gardens are the same species out there in the wild. So it's either Pepinapis or Xenoglossa, squash bees working the wild cucurbs out in the deserts. Busy bees in the borderlands. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.